we would hope that the fidelity measures occur frequently enough and that we're able to use these observations to improve teacher performance or anyone who's in this instructional role. It could be a peer from the same grade or class who knows this content. It could be that instructional coach. It could be just someone who serves as the mentor from within the school. I can imagine that beginning teachers might be paired with someone more experienced who seems to work well with students and knows the content. That person might be in a good position to offer the kinds of observations to improve that instructor's fidelity of implementation. When we observe drift, I think it's very appropriate to have clear observation data to be able to describe here was the shift in protocol that was observed, and to address that through coaching, maybe through more professional development in the particular content or the particular skills. So those two, continued professional development, coaching, incorporating some element of modeling seems very important in our efforts at improving fidelity of implementation. We want to model the ideal practice so that everyone can recognize this is what it should look like when we see high fidelity delivery.